This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With the presidential run to November off to an early start, Donald Trump is garnering allies in pro-life circles. A special faith advisory panel includes strong pro-life advocates, and Troy Newman, who spent the last year supporting Ted Cruz, now says Trump over Hillary should be an easy choice for pro-life advocates. A county judge in Washington state made ACLU attorneys happy with a ruling this week demanding that hospitals that welcome babies in deliveries must also dispatch babies in abortions. The state is reeling under a series of government actions, including one rule permitting anyone who cares to identify in the moment as transgender to use any rest or locker room they see fit. The next outcome is the search for abortion-friendly staff, and failing that, then the compulsion of existing staff into the tasks of performing abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Do you want your daughter to grow up in a world that teaches her that the responsible thing to do is to suppress and destroy the natural functions of her body? We don't. We want all our daughters to see their bodies as perfectly made, and their abilities to bear and sustain new life as a precious gift to society. Join us in empowering our girls to embrace their femininity. Lighting the way to a culture of life. TheGuidingStarProject.com.
Me Before You is a movie some pro-life critics are calling an early death snuff film. Francesco Clark has spent his life trying to show how an accident leading to being a quadriplegic is not the end of life, but a beginning. Francesco is angry to find his book, Walking Papers, referenced in and associated with that movie. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.